as in every other field of precious items or things like that, I'm sure it happens.
Yes.
There are fakes.
Yes, there are. Some people have tried to make fakes. Some people have tried to make fakes even when the bow maker is still alive. There's a very wonderful early 20th century bow maker named Eugene Sartori. He passed away in 1945. In the 20s and the 30s, he made a trip to the United States, and he would visit violin shops, and he would come in anonymously asking if they had any Sartori bows. On more than one occasion, he would be produced bows, and then he said, "I did not make this." So what then he started to do was, underneath the silver winding that wraps the stick, he started branding his bows there, and also where somebody could see it above the frog. And I had seen a bow that had the outside stamp, and it just looked a little odd, so I asked the owner if I could take off the wrapping, and sure enough, there was the pristine Eugene Sartori stamp underneath the stick. So the owner did have an original one.
I guess for, you know, an average person, can you maybe give two or three things that they should look for in a bow?
First thing, sound. As you play, see how the bow reacts to your instrument. See how it, do you like the quality of the sound? Does it make your violin sound brighter? Does it make your violin sound darker? Is it a clear sound you're getting, or is it a muddy sound you're getting? Then, once you've determined what sound you like and if that bow is giving you that sound, then put it through its paces. Play it. Do all your various bow technique, play your concertos, play various composers, play. You're going to approach Bach differently with your bow than you're going to do Tchaikovsky. And because the bow is really the extension of your right hand, and it's the part of this wonderful combination of violin, musician, and bow that's going to make the violin sing. And that's what you need to look for. Mm. And we're going to see if we can hear different, you know, if the recording will pick up differences. This is a maker in Brazil, and I've been selling his sticks for a number of years, and just thought we'd give it a try.
Sure. So that's stick number one.
That's stick number one.
Right.
This is stick number two. So then we'll try number three.
Okay. You really can tell a difference.
Yeah. And when I tell customers, go for sound. How do these bows make your violin sound? And if you're happy with, you know, if you like this big sound of bow number three, as opposed to the darker, smoother qualities of number two, then take bow number three and play with it for a while. See, try your short strokes, your spiccato, how does that bow respond to your commands? Because you can't change the sound, but you can adapt. You can have the bow adapt to you, or you can adapt to the bow.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.